listening to Behind the Groove with KJ. Hello, long time no speak. I just wanted to come online and have a quick catch up. It's been a manic couple of months. I've been working overseas, had a fantastic trip to New Jersey to do a show with a legacy artist, which was great fun, and I had the privilege of meeting the Jacksons, which was pretty awesome, and the other artists on the show included a lot of legacy 70s acts, and they were all around in the Studio 54 days, so that was really cool to hang with those cats, and we had a great time. New Jersey's beautiful as well, amazing beach, and we had fantastic weather, which was a nice Brucey bonus. So I'm home now. I've got a couple of weeks off before my next show, and I'm catching up on my music admin. And today I've been doing a lot of research on music publishing, licensing, streaming, and all the technical stuff relating to being a DIY artist and an independent label. So my brain is fried because there's so much information out there. And for those of you that don't know, I actually have a master's degree in music business management and graduated from Westminster University in 2008. That was 10 years ago, and a lot has changed in the music industry since those days. So I'm catching up in a way because of current projects I've got on the burner that I'm hoping to put out into the ethers very soon. I'm having to do a lot of research and just look at how the markets have changed and how the platforms have changed and what I can do about it as a DIY artist to improve my chances of getting my music heard, getting more fans on board, getting platforms to stream my work whilst not being ripped off, basically. And it's really difficult to try and find sort of a happy medium as an artist without funding or investment, and I'm having to do everything myself. And I think a lot of artists can relate to this. It's quite tricky when you decide you want to retain control, or, well, in some cases people don't have a choice and they're having to do it all by themselves. I've made a conscious decision to avoid liaising with the majors at this point in my career, and think it's going to be a lot more beneficial to work things out organically for myself. Maybe I'm just a control freak, who knows? No comment. But I think it's going to be an interesting journey. And at this point, I can afford to just, you know, just take some time out to reflect and ponder the opportunities that are available for DIY artists and indie labels. So I have been doing a lot of reading and checking out different artists that I admire, independent artists, and just sort of comparing, if you like, their journey and where they're at in their careers. We've kind of had a lot of parallel journeys with some artists, and I hopefully will be bringing them on board with this podcast at a later date, so I can chat to them and pick their brains, and you guys can find out a lot more about their journey as well and how it is very similar to mine. And they've been working very hard behind the scenes doing what they do, and been in a position where they too have also decided to go the indie route and DIY route. So it's quite interesting that a lot of artists nowadays, because of the way the online world has changed, it's a lot easier for artists to get the music out there directly to fans, and it's a lot easier now to keep track of what units are being downloaded or streamed, and their material is monetized properly. So it's quite a lot of technical jargon to sift through, and a lot of copyright issues and licensing issues in different territories across the world. For example, there's different collection societies to collect your royalties in the UK and in the United States. And for those of you that are au fait and are aware of how musicians and writers make money from sound recordings, obviously this is like, you know, basic stuff. But for those of you that are new to this podcast and new to the music world and how the music industry works, then it is quite interesting, but it is a constantly changing landscape. So staying on top of that is quite challenging when you have to juggle work and parenthood and life stuff as well. So anyway, those are my musings for today. It's just a quick interlude just to give you a shout out to say that I haven't disappeared into the ethers. I'm busily squirreling away behind the scenes, and I will definitely be in touch very soon with a longer episode, and I want to introduce some guests as well in the not too distant future, while I sort of put the final pieces of the puzzle into place so I can get my next project out there for you guys to listen to. But I just want to say thanks for hanging in there, and I will be in touch very soon. For now, take it easy.